Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away, dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Peace. What's going on? Got the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace Sports, man. I hope everybody's in a good frame of mind and handling what you're handling. You know, keeping close to the television and all that good stuff. You know what I mean? Watching this thing play out, the situation in California, watching it play out. But us here at GQ Palace, man, we just going to try to hold it down and make sure everything is, you know, it is what it is as far as the sports situation is concerned. Last week we was having a little conversation about, where the athletes, as far as their responsibility is concerned, as far as, you know, putting, you know, certain things out in the air, you know, and whether they have a responsibility to their team or to their university or whatever, for kind of like being cool on Twitter, because, you know, a lot of people put stuff out there, and, you know, these are conversations that we weren't privy to back in the day, maybe as, you know, recent as 10 years ago. You know, we weren't privy to these conversations, and you couldn't really access athletes or, you know, members of the media or members of Hollywood. Now you can kind of interact with them, you know, without really being in their face, and it kind of like gets out of hand sometimes, you know. But we're gonna touch on that, you know what I mean, touch on a bunch of other stuff. We want to kind of like, do what we got to do and get football out of here, because football season is over, okay? So I don't know if it's over for you, but it's over after further review. Football season is over with. We start talking about that, and, you know, maybe in, you know, as it close to get to the summertime or whatever. But now we want to kind of like clear the decks, get ready to talk some basketball, NBA, you know what I mean, because, you know, it's All-Star week. The All-Star game is Sunday in Houston. So I hope everybody's getting ready for that, you know what I mean? And NCAA is getting real serious, you know what I mean? So you had, a few teams that's been number one already. You know, a couple of them been number one twice. So, you know, I just wanted to get your opinion. You know, is it a good season or is it a bad season as far as basketball is concerned? Me personally, I think it's a great season. This is what it needs. It needs, you know, breath of fresh air and some different teams that you're not used to seeing. You know what I mean? And by the way, where is Kentucky? Where is North Carolina? You know what I mean? So, you know, just because, you know, they're not having great seasons, that don't mean it's not great basketball being played. 646-200-3838 is the number. You want to press 1 and get in on the conversation. And there's something else definitely I wanted to speak to in regards to a lot of people out here that, you know, that talk sports and claim they talk sports. Okay? To me, there's different levels of it. You know, I speak for myself. I've been, you know, involved in sports in one way or another since I was like 4 or 5 years old, man. You know what I mean? So, I have my own opinions, you know. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they kind of like, you know, they're ESPN heads. They'll regurgitate something that they heard on ESPN. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear somebody else's opinion. I want to hear your opinion. If you ain't got no opinion, then we don't got nothing to talk about. It's that simple. You know what I mean? So in regards, the topic I want to keep it on is Michael Vick. I told y'all way back during the season that Michael Vick wasn't going nowhere. Everybody beating me in the head. Oh, Michael Vick is going. Michael Vick ain't going nowhere. T, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Hey. Hello.
Hey. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That was my evangelist Paul shout out. You know, I got to keep him in the building. You know, we got to keep the Lord's blessings on us. I don't want nobody doing no background checks on me.
You know what?
Yo, ring the bell for that, man. Ring the bell for that, please. Can we please? See, I was testing you. See, can we ring the bell? Can we get a bell for that? All right. Yeah, what's going on, T? How you feeling?
A heck of a lot better.
Are you watching the situation that's going on CNN?
No.
Well, okay, then we won't even get into it then.
You're talking
about basketball, right? No, I'm not talking about basketball. When they had basketball on CNN. But,
That's clowns. They going to kill him. Or he's going to kill himself.
But, anyway, you want to talk some basketball? Or what's your opinion? You're an Eagles fan, so what's your opinion on the Eagles
I'm
keeping Michael Vick?
I'm loving it. Even though he took
so
a
who
cut.
So who told you that Michael Vick wasn't going nowhere?
I told you where he wasn't going nowhere.
Who
either.
Told you,
you
that Michael Vick
it.
Wasn't going nowhere?
You
don't front on me. We can pull up
too.
The archives. We can pull up the
and
archives.
You listen, I know you said it, and
all
I
all right,
said
that's
it
all
too.
I want to know. It's all good.
We knew Andy was going.
We knew. Yeah, we had a conversation, right? Right? It was like either one of them
exactly.
is going, and I was like, both of them ain't leaving. It's one of them is going to be gone, and the other one's going to stay.
Right.
So
it
kind of worked out
like
for
that.
Chip Kelly, because Chip Kelly doesn't have to, like, you know, search the world over for a quarterback now. You know,
right.
And they signed up for 1 year, so basically, nobody's really losing nothing.
But he
if
took
he does
a cut.
Good, if he does good, it's on him. If he doesn't do good, it's on him.
Either way, it's on him.
Right, either way.
You know, it's show and tell.
Uh-huh.
You know, be about it or, you know, get to stepping, basically.
Right, that's right.
You know, because they're not going to put up with that for another year.
So, you know, I had to talk about you last week, right?
What'd you say about me? Because
we knew you was on Grandma Patrol last week. We knew you had Grandma duty last week, so you was holding down the fort and all that.
It's all good.
Yeah, it is, definitely. So how shorty doing?
Good.
You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Getting big already.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
What you want to get into today? What you want to talk about?
You know, I ain't too educated on basketball. So.
I've been telling y'all, man, watch some college basketball. I'm telling you.
But I don't know. I just can't get into it. You know, maybe if I just start doing like I did when I started watching football, you know, I get into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being around people that's there.
Right,
and,
right,
you know,
right,
they telling
right,
me,
right,
this is what's going on, X, Y, Z.
That's right.
You know,
now this
and,
is like the important time in the season now, you know, where it's going to get ready to be towards you know, your conference tournaments. The season's like basically about to come to an end now, because the conference tournaments will be towards like the end of this month, and then you got March Madness. Okay, so that's when the 64 teams, and you know, they make the announcements, and all the teams are going to the tournament and things of that nature. So that's where it's really exciting as far as college basketball is concerned. Not taking nothing away from the NBA, but
right,
for my
right.
money, I would rather watch a college game than an NBA game, because the NBA, they're doing it for the money. It doesn't get
right.
exciting until the playoffs. Don't front. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
And so all these hard body, you know, basketball fans, I'm not taking nothing away from them. I'm not disputing them. I'm not, you know, trying to downgrade them. But come on, yo. You know, how many NBA games go to five overtimes?
What?
Five overtimes.
Who did that?
That was, I believe it was Michigan. Hold on, let me look that up for you.
Oh, you're talking about college theater.
Yeah, I'm talking about college basketball.
Whoa.
That's what I asked you. I said, what NBA game, you know, has five overtimes?
Whoa.
You know? So hold on, let me look that up for you right quick. It was five overtimes, yo.
Wow.
Yeah, and
I have never heard of, you know,
yeah,
like I said,
yeah.
I hear basketball talk, but I don't know.
Oh, it was Saturday, Louisville and Notre Dame.
Whoa.
I'm looking at the game. Louisville and Notre Dame, they went five overtimes.
Wow.
It was on Saturday. You know,
who ended up winning, Louisville?
Nah, Notre Dame.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Notre Dame beat Louisville. You know what I mean? And it's just exciting. How many, you know, I mean, I remember a game a couple of years ago, Syracuse was playing in the Big East tournament. They had six overtimes. You know how exciting
right.
that is? Six overtimes?
Wow.
You have a heart attack watching one overtime.
Right?
You know?
Yeah, but honestly, you know, speaking of it,
mm-hmm.
and I used to watch it,
mm-hmm.
but I could never, because I guess I was being that little nuisance female. Like, what was that called? You know, and at
yeah,
the time
yeah, yeah, right,
it was
right,
doing
right, right.
important games.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like, you
yeah.
pushing me aside, like, just shut up.
Can't be giving no lessons about the Final Four is on. You know?
But I guess what I'm going to do is actually I'm just going to start turning my TV on
mm-hmm.
and just start watching.
Right.
And then I can listen to the calls, and then mm-hmm. I'll know.
Right.
You know, just like I did with football. So
Right.
Hey,
I mean,
I can learn.
You know, you have schools in your area like, you know, Temple, Villanova, you know what I mean, and things of that nature. You can kind of like, you know,
those
are pretty good teams.
But you know what the crazy thing is? Because
mm-hmm.
it's like a basketball court, like not even a block away from my place, right?
Right.
And they have all of these tournaments during the summer, and I'm
mm-hmm.
always sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because they be doing Asbury Park teams.
Mm-hmm.
They have other teams coming, and they be up there doing summer hoops and everything.
Right.
And I'd be right there. You know, I'm just gonna have to just get involved.
Right, just get into it.
Watch,
that's all.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just like doing anything else.
No doubt.
You know, so I that next year, I live and nothing happened. You wait till basketball season comes. I'm be like, yo, man, did you see that hoop?
I mean, you know,
it was
once you get, you know, nobody's saying you got to be like a student of the game or anything like that. Just, you know, it's exciting, you know.
Right.
And for example, in college basketball this season, you had four teams that's been number one. You know, and a couple of them been number one twice. Like Indiana's number one, currently number one as we speak. All right.
Okay.
They've lost already. You know what I mean? A lot of teams have lost, you know, two and three games already. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's hard to figure out who's really going to be number one. That's what makes the tournament so exciting. You know, you have your teams
okay.
like your Duke and North Carolina and Kentucky. That's always there all the time.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but this year, you know, North Carolina and Kentucky is kind of like, you know, falling by the wayside a little bit. You know, because
okay.
all the other teams have gotten better. But what that goes into saying, T, is that, you know, you have a lot of kids in college that leave early. So
right.
it kind of, like, dilutes the game. The game is not at its strongest. You know what I mean? So all the talent is spread all over the country.
Yeah, because
so you have
actually,
teams that, you know, you might have never heard of before, or, you know, that was, you know, came out the woodworks or whatever, that's rocking.
Right. Well,
you know
my
niece
had
and
a
even,
full scholarship to play basketball at Marshall University.
Right.
Messed it up. It's sad to say that my 5-year-old grandson know more about basketball than I do. I mean,
because that's just going to tell you.
And
I'll say earlier,
when
I was his age, I was watching, you know, I stayed up with my grandfather and we watched the Knicks, you know what I mean?
Right.
And he would tell me, you know, what was going on. And you know, you have to get an understanding of the game. If you play the game, you have a better understanding of it.
Oh, okay.
You know what's going on. If you play the game.
His dad does that. He plays with him because he's in different summer leagues and he takes him to a lot of the games and everything, you know. And he'll tell you in a heartbeat that he wants to play both.
Right.
And he's supposed to play football next year.
Okay.
Well, this year.
What, Pee Wee football?
So, yeah.
No, okay, no doubt, no doubt. That's what it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, like I said, I'm sure it can be interesting. And then that way it'll give me something to do and watch
That way you can, you know, find yourself getting into it. You know?
When football is gone, you know, I can do that. And then I love baseball.
Okay. We could talk baseball then. It's all in pocket. Pitches and catches reported today.
And that hockey, I just like hockey because they be fighting all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, but as far as you know, as far as baseball is concerned, like, who is your team?
You know the Phillies.
Oh yeah,
I ain't gonna even front.
Hold on, one second. We got Angie.
Okay.
Angie, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey,
everything's
Angie.
What's going on?
Not so much. Not
okay, there's
I called in for my little support for you guys.
No doubt, appreciate it.
There go a sister girl that can help teach me.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what it is.
I was telling them I'm not into basketball like football.
Yeah,
but you know,
we were talking like, because Angie, we were talking like, and we were just saying football season's over, so we're gonna try to touch a little bases or a little, you know, college basketball, a little NBA or whatever, get more in depth with that. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, she like baseball. I was like, oh, what you tell me that for?
Baseball. Let me find out, see. But you know, listen.
Yankee, hard body karate all day.
Listen, but you know, a lot of people are like that. You know, don't feel like you're the only one because I mean, I like the sports to the. I mean, it's to the point sometimes I don't even know who half the players. It's like college basketball. I love watching college basketball, watching the game now, Seton Hall, Rutgers. But I don't know hardly any of the players or anything. I just know the game. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's,
you know, that's just knowing what they're doing and like, well, who just shot that ball? Like, you know, I'm not like that. But as far as like sitting down, reading all somebody's stats and all that I don't do that all the time. You know, so.
But
I just like sports.
I can't speak to the female aspect of it. But to me, it's like if you understand what's going on, you don't have to be well versed in stats. You don't have to know how many.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
What's their field goal percentage and you know what I mean. You don't need to know all that. As long as you know what's going on. And you can keep a conversation what's going on and keep up with what's going on. You good money.
Exactly. I love sports. I do.
I think that a lot of people get it twisted because you know you feel like if you watch sports you gotta know the stats and the numbers.
Yeah.
No, you have
coming out of here with all this and that. Like, listen, I'm not getting my paycheck like that.
You can. But it's as far as like knowing particular strategies and what defense they play and stuff. That to me, that's impressive. I like
that's,
that.
Yeah. That's
that to me is that's very. But you don't have to know all that. You know, and some people say, you know. Well, I like this team because of the colors that they got on. Okay, that's fine.
Okay, if that's what you're into, that's what you want.
Interested. You know what I mean?
Well, see, I got a fetish for men in uniforms. Period.
You're confused.
Listen, I mean, as far as men in uniform, football uniforms is definitely a turn on
okay.
me. I love.
Let me fall back and let y'all have your conversation about football uniforms and all that.
I wouldn't want to put another man on First Street as far as that goes anyway, because you know ain't no homo going on. But you know, I mean, I just find men in uniforms.
So yeah, so what do you think? I'm gonna ask you your opinion in regards to let's get the little football conversation out of here. What do you think about in regards to the Michael Vick staying with the with the Eagles for this year?
I think it's a big mistake.
Okay, why do you think that?
You know why I say that? Because they don't protect him. They don't protect him as their quarterback.
That's true.
You understand, number two, a lot of it is his fault, too. He tries to do too much. You're a quarterback playing
exactly.
quarterback position.
I'm
going
to speak to that. I'm going to speak to that in one second, but we got a call on the line. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
Hey, Kia. What up, though?
Now, Angie, what you were saying about they weren't protecting Michael Vick.
They were not protecting him, and you understand what I'm saying?
At all.
A lot of times he was forced – or out of his position as a quarterback to become the running back, and I don't think it's fair. And me, if I was him, I would have been trying to get out of there.
Right.
I'm gonna say it like this. I think that when they took away, when they stopped allowing Michael Vick to be Michael Vick, that's
mm-hmm.
when the BS came into the game.
Yeah.
When they started putting Michael Vick in this box, look at your progressions.
That's
true. Make sure you find your receivers first before you run with the ball. Before you tuck the ball away and take off with it, make sure you went through all your progressions. Nobody's open. Now
right.
he's got to think.
Right,
I've been
right.
saying this the whole season. Now he's got to think. When
mm-hmm.
he was at Virginia Tech and he was making plays, that's exactly what he was doing. When he was
mm-hmm.
at the Falcons, he was making plays.
That's what he was doing.
And when they took that ability away from him and they put him in a box and they wanted him to, you know, look your progressions, make sure you look for your receivers first.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's messed up in the game because now he's got to think.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
And Michael Vick is not Troy Aikman. Michael
right.
Vick is not Eli Manning.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So once I think that now you got Chip Kelly in a situation where they're kind of, you know, his offensive philosophy and what Michael Vick does kind of meshes.
Yeah.
So I think that instead of Chip Kelly having to go find a quarterback, because he wasn't going to do it with the offense Chip Kelly has and he wants
mm-hmm.
to run in Philly, he wasn't going to run that offense with Nick Foles. I don't care what you say.
Mm.
It's not happening.
Right.
You're right. No, that's true.
I think that, you know, the lesser of two evils, hey, you know, we got a quarterback right here. We work him out for a year. If it works out, fine. If it don't work out,
right.
you know, instead they still have the option to cut him. Because, you know, after training camp, if he don't do what he's supposed to do, give him his little $3 million and keep it moving.
Let him go.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What was the question?
Because, like you said,
it was just basically
talking
about Michael Vick, that's all.
Shame on him, you know. We was just talking about him staying with the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Vick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be with the Eagles.
They already signed him
up for
that. Yeah. Kelly got the right
quarterback for his offense.
Okay,
there you go. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Kelly watched Vick play. He know what he going to do with Vick. He already
mm-hmm.
waiting to get to camp.
Right.
Right. He probably going to let Vick be Vick.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
A lot of those offensive guys going to be cut.
Oh, the offensive linemen.
Yeah, I mean, offensive linemen going to be cut.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever didn't do their job going to be cut.
They should.
Mm.
They really should because they weren't. They weren't doing their job to protect him. I'm sorry.
Mm. Okay.
It was like they wanted him to get messed up.
Yeah, and like I said, then they forced him out of his position. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, now he got to think. Like, where am I going to go to now? What am I going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right,
like,
right.
As opposed to somebody being open or whatever, being in their position so he could
mm-hmm.
beat him.
Right.
So,
exactly.
He got too many injuries as a quarterback.
Right.
You know, the quarterbacks are protected before anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think Vick will come and solve a lot of critics because everybody thinks that he's not going to be an Eagle this year after this because of the situation last year. He's going to do the same thing he did in 10.
He just going to have to come out and do what he did when he got that $20 million contract. He just going to have to do what he has to do.
Exactly.
I think Vic is one of the – Vic is – oh, my God. I'm telling you right now, Conor wish he could have picked Vic up when Vic came back into the league. Are you kidding me? That's a weapon.
Yeah.
Vic got the weapons on his team. He got Maxwell.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, they got weapons. Yeah, they got weapons.
God.
The Eagles are not a bad team.
No, they're not.
They just got their secondary. Nnamdi Asamoah sucks.
Oh, please.
So I mean, besides that, you know, I mean, their defense is nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But their secondary is garbage.
Yeah, ain't got no backup.
But you know who brother needs to step up? Packers. Play with the Packers with the hair. His brother needs to step up. He was the number one pick. What they hear, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, my God, I can't think straight. Playing with the Packers.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Number 52 with the Packers on the defense.
The Packers.
Okay.
Green Bay Packers, defensive lineman.
I heard you the first time.
Yeah, but they hear. I can't think of his name.
Okay.
His brother played with the Eagles. Who? 52 for the Packers.
Yeah, but, so Michael Vick is I think that he, you know, he's going to, you know, do what he has to do. And so number 52 for the Packers?
Yeah.
Is it about Matthews?
Clay Matthews' brother played with the Eagles. He needs to step up.
We're going to see what this season holds.
Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly.
It's just
tapping our fingernails on the table right now. Mm.
The schedules come out in April, and, you know, everything is everything. We just kind of like, you know, cut the cord with football for this season because, you know, we take an off season here after further review because there's not other sports that we can talk about.
Absolutely.
What I mean? Football, you know, had its run or whatever, but we'll be talking about it again soon enough.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So now we want to take it to the little basketball chamber. T says she's a baseball fan. She likes the Phillies.
You like the Phillies?
I ain't laughing at
them. Yes.
I'm laughing at the Phillies.
See, I'm going to tell you, when I moved from West Virginia, I had no teams. You know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing there.
Right.
Now, I was a Carolina Panther fan when I first moved there.
Uh-huh.
That was 10 years ago.
Right.
But then I started working for the Eagles, and it was like, you know what? I like them.
I bet you do.
And so,
Stop playing.
You know, because I used to go to the Souls Arena for ball, and then we would, like, do family day going to the baseball game. So, you know, I was like, you know what? Hey, I'm in Philly. I'm riding with Philly.
Yeah,
so,
I mean the Phillies have a lot of, you know, they roster kind of changed a little bit. They got rid of a couple of people or whatever. The catcher Carlos Ruiz is suspended for 50 games for using steroids and all that, so he's gonna miss the first 50 games.
He won't be the last one.
That's right. You know, and Ryan Howard making $20 million and hitting 14 home runs is not gonna get it. Chase Utley, you know, he's coming back from an injury and stuff like that. And so y'all traded for a couple of people. You know what I mean? You got Benton Revere from the Twins, so he's gonna probably play center field. You know what I mean? And you got Delmon Young. That was the dude that used to play for the Tigers.
Seen the whole thing.
You know? And so, yeah, the Phillies going to be all right. They'll be battling the Mets for third or fourth place. You know? Because that division is all about the Braves and the Nationals. The Phillies, they got no wins.
None.
Right.
I'm a baseball dude. We can go
that's
hard
your area
body
right
karate.
There.
That's my area right there.
I
get that
in.
Hard body karate. Baseball.
I was going to say, those your words, hard body karate.
I hear that.
Yeah. But I'm a real big baseball dude. It's surprising I could talk baseball with people. And I get, you know, not emotional, but kind of like, you know, I get hyped talking about baseball.
Yeah, they put you on a high, right?
Like, yeah, man.
And
you're going to
start rushing
it.
Like, oh, we in my section
right
now.
Yeah, we in my zone right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, ask me anything. I got the answer.
Yep, I got you. I've been watching baseball. I've been watching baseball. I'm going to give a little history about the mayor when I was a councilman.
My first experience with baseball, I played Little League, you know what I mean? I thought I was nice because I always, you know, my Yankees, I was a Reggie Jackson dude. So I was, you know, I had the little wristband.
I thought I was nice.
I could play, you know what I mean? Mm. And my first time, my team is the Yankees. I liked them in 1976. Yeah, I'm aging myself. I don't care. I wear it well. Nice. Stop playing.
Say that again.
1976. I was 10 years old. Do the math.
Oh, okay.
So,
I
latched on to the Yankees.
Ago, right?
Huh?
That was about 50 years ago.
Yeah, almost. You know, you need to check your math skills, but it's all right.
I just messed it.
It's going down. We having fun with it. But, yeah, 76, I'm a big Yankee fan. Yankees, my heart was broke when they got swept in the World Series by Cincinnati. You know what I mean? And they had I could talk about that World Series like it was yesterday. That's how close it is with me with baseball. I can talk about it like it just happened. I know my baseballs. You know what I mean?
Baseball is like the first catcher.
Yeah, I think it's the best game out of all the games. I think baseball is the best.
No.
Yeah. See. That's it.
No.
You know what? I know one thing. They pay. Their checks are a lot better.
They get guap.
Yeah. The money
Stop
is in
playing.
The check. I'm telling
that's
you.
That's right.
They play a lot of games. They play a lot of games in the season.
162. That's right.
They play a lot of games. You understand? But it's less physical. You know what I'm saying? Although, you know, they just not moving as much as football and basketball and stuff like that. So people don't find that to be exciting. But, I mean, it still takes a lot of skill. You know what I'm saying?
It takes a lot of skill to stand up there and face a 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
I'm trying to tell you. Now, listen.
You know what I mean?
You
can get your concussions and your broke legs and your broke arms and all that in football. That's all in the game. All right?
Yeah.
You get poked in the eye. You know, you can get injuries in basketball. Go ahead.
They have some of the best fights.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball?
What?
Yeah, yeah, they get it in. Running out
of the
ball.
I tell you.
Listen, they get it in.
They don't go when it comes to fighting. Everybody's fighting.
Right.
Listen. They definitely
get it in hard body when they be fighting.
Everybody's
fighting.
That's where the money is
at
in the state. You know what I'm saying?
So. But yeah, as you know, now we know I'm rapping with, you know, Kia, I got Angie, I got T in the building. So from a female perspective, what does it take as far as, you know, I mean, some people have, you know, they have, you know, different levels of liking sports and wanting to get into it. What does it take as far as wanting to get into it? Because I know, you know, maybe you might start it from when you was younger, you had an interest in playing, or maybe you had brothers or cousins or uncles or whatever that played. So, I mean, from a female perspective, what got you to be interested in sports, you know, to a level that is like kind of like maybe a little bit above the average, you know, female or whatever?
Yeah, well, when we was younger, we would play with the dudes. You know what I'm saying? We'd be out there playing touch football and stickball, baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We did all of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you got to an older age, you start seeing things a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
we started seeing the actual players in uniforms and like, oh, he is sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He's sexy. And then having a little knowledge of the game, it all's just going to trap you there. You're going to sit here and watch this game.
No doubt.
And as far as getting, like I said, personal, I know some players, but as far as sitting down, like, reciting statistics and all that stuff, I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna have a conversation about the sport, like, oh, did you see that, whatever.
Right.
But, you know, as far as getting into, like, you know, personal, you know, statistics and stuff, I don't do it. Like I said, when you get older, you're like, oh, wow.
Then you start looking at it from a different point of view.
it's a little different now, you know what I'm saying? You said that tomboy in me. I didn't know they was touching on me like that.
You
ever
watch the game from the back?
Listen. Listen,
I hear you.
You see that? Like, oh my God, he was sweating just so profusely.
Look at this.
But I like sports, though. Personally.
No doubt.
And to me, it's all about
the enjoyment that you get out of it. Whatever. Don't,
yeah.
You know, don't let nobody, you know, because you don't know a particular stat or how many yards so and so had. Forget that. As long as you get the enjoyment out of watching the game, and you know, it's on you. It's really how you enjoy it.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you're gonna pass yourself off as someone who knows sports and, you know, wants to have conversations with people, watch who you have your conversations with.
Just be careful, exactly.
Be careful, You don't want to stick your foot in no doo-doo.
Yeah, yeah, don't go out there pretending like you know all that.
That's right. That question arises
and you don't know nothing.
That's right. You don't want to stick your foot in no doo-doo.
Yeah, don't do that.
And the
thing about it is, don't set yourself up.
Right. That's right. That's right. You know, so, I mean,
that's why your skin got to be thick when you think you know sports. If you don't know sports and your skin ain't thick, then you are well. You're going to get embarrassed.
How you think I feel being a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan? I got thick skin. He said, I love my Tampa Bay Bucs.
Don't worry about it. I have a SAP jersey. I wear a SAP jersey.
Okay, one SAP. I met him in the club one night.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I'm looking at him like, who's a short dude, man? What is that? Mad short. I'm 6'5". Warren Sapp, like, mad short. I'm like, no, Warren Sapp was good, man. How you feeling? No. He looked me up and down like, I'm like, I don't want nothing from you, my dude. You in my town right now.
Right. You.
Okay. So what's good? How you doing?
You little midget.
And that's exactly what I'm like. Hey, yo, shorty. What's good with you, shorty?
What's really good?
You about to make me jump ship, my dude. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. And you was playing for the Raiders, too. You jump ship.
Yeah.
So don't get it twisted in here. I'm in the club with all my people. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you really want to act, you know, fly right now?
Yeah, real extra.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, my dude, shorty? Come on, shorty. What's really popping?
Yeah, come on. You know what's funny that you say that, to get off the subject a little bit? A lot of the people you see on TV appear to be a lot bigger than they actually are.
You know
what I'm saying? The camera definitely hypes things up.
Or
whatever. Like, God, I thought it was a lot taller than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, the camera done did it. So.
I knew it a little different. The guy that I learned from, if you didn't know sex, they didn't want to talk football with you or basketball or baseball with you. You know what I'm saying? They feel like you talk about the player, they're like, yeah, but what about, you know, so you know how many touchdowns he had, you know how many home runs he had this year. You know, but you just know what team he played, how many, what he played yesterday, how many runs he had the other day.
There's an echo.
If you don't know certain things, they didn't know where to talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to talk sports with you.
Right.
So when you come around them, you better know what you're talking about.
Right. Because,
you know, they're going to either let you know you don't need to be in this conversation. That's how that conversation was. And it wasn't like they were getting embarrassing. You don't come up in this conversation like you know that.
Right.
You can know that player, whatever. Okay, what school did he come out of?
Right.
They came up, they're not going to talk to you.
Wow.
That's why this dude right here is thick as skin. They just like that. They're not going to let certain people around them watch this shit because they're having a conversation. They're looking at you like, who? And they're turning around and get each other and they're like, who?
Wow, they real serious about it then.
They
that's
real
that's,
serious about
that. That's the stump the swab type stuff right there.
Yeah, stump the swab. Stump the swab.
Stump the swab. Schwab
no
do everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people do. Some people really get into it that serious. You know what I'm saying? And well, to be almost offended if somebody don't know what they're talking about.
Right,
that's why, you know,
it kills the vibe. You're having a conversation about certain things, unless they put it out there, be like, look, you know, I'm not really, you know, on it like that. You know what I mean? I know certain things. So now you can tread a certain kind of way. But if somebody puts themselves off as a person who knows what they're talking about, and can hang out with you and talk
and then
when you're shooting holes in their theory, now they want to get mad.
But listen, you know what that is? You know what that comes from? The motive. The motive is totally different. My thing is, I'm gonna just throw sports out there because I'm after something. You understand what I'm saying? So it's the motive is different. That's why people set themselves up like that. They have an alternative motive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm after something. Let me throw sports in this and see if I can get what I can get out of this.
I kind of could concur with that because to me, for real, because for me, it's easier to talk about other things if I could, like, kind of, like, set the conversation off with sports. If I set the conversation off with sports, then that could lead into other situations.
To something else, exactly.
You know what I mean? And then next thing you know, we talk about the weather or blah, 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 blah,
right.
blah, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Right.
But the jump-off point with sports, that's that commonality we had. Is that a word?
Right, that's common ground.
You know, we had the common factor that we had, and then
right.
we just led off to talk about other things because,
mm-hmm.
again, you want to, you know, you want to interact and deal with people who know what's going on around them, have some
right.
kind of, you know, knowledge
right.
of what's going on in their situation, not just, you know, who was on Atlanta Basketball Wives and all that crazy stuff. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's what, is that considered sports now?
I have no idea, but I just think that, you know, everything is kind of like, everybody's in, like we talked last week, everything is about some kind of competition, whether you try
mm-hmm.
to catch that buzz.
True that.
You know what I mean? Or you try to get that position at work. You know what I mean? Or
yep.
whatever, anything. It's a competition.
It is a competition.
You know what I mean? But it might not be in a situation where, well, even numbers factor into it. Well, how much sales did you do this month?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, did you meet your quota?
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I
yeah.
mean? So don't get it twisted talking about, well, I don't know nothing. Yes, you do. You know more about sports than you give yourself credit for.
Exactly, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I know this bus come at 10:45. It's 10:38 now. I got 7 minutes to make it. I hope I make it. And you like 30 blocks away. So you know you ain't making that bus.
You already know you ain't.
You already know. So you numbers and everything equals it some kind of way. It comes back to competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might call it something else. I call it competition, regardless of what.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Don't call that competition working a bus.
Huh?
That's what you said. Competition, not running for a bus.
Yeah, it's competition. If you got to get to work,
you
got the bus scheduled down pat. Bum bum bum. You know it by heart, okay? And then, you know, you run late for some kind of reason or whatever, whatever. And you know that you got a few minutes to catch that bus. You got a few minutes to catch that damn bus. And it's still competition because you got to catch that bus because you don't want to be late for work.
You
bum,
actually,
bum.
You actually competing with yourself
that
on that note.
Huh? Oh, okay.
Competing with yourself on that note.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. You know? And again, you competing, you know, with that other person that's trying. Maybe I might be going for a position or whatever. You know what I mean? So you got to, you know, make sure that your stuff is correct. You know what I mean? Not knocking the other person, but you're competing. Because
yeah.
if you're going for the interview, you're not going to say, well, I think you should hire so-and-so. Don't hire me. Hire them. You're not going in there into an interview saying that.
Right.
You're going into an interview putting your best foot forward.
Yeah, yeah. Laying
you know
what you got
so
on the line.
So, again, it goes back to what? Competition. Bong.
Yeah.
It's not really a thing where it's like people holding up signs saying, oh, you're competing. You know what it is. Don't they call it a rat race?
Yeah, rat race.
They don't
race.
Call it a rat race for nothing. Word up, man. 646-200-3838, man, is the number. I'm building with the ladies tonight, man. You know what I mean? And I'm getting a little perspective on how they feel and things of that nature and what they see as far as sports. Because some take it way deeper than others, which is cool. You know what I mean? And like we were saying before, like, we had a show maybe a couple months back. You know, basically, we just had a show for the ladies. Call up. Whatever questions you want to ask. Because you be at them sports bars. You don't be at the sports bars trying to figure out what sauce you're going to have on your buffalo wings. You see so-and-so, he looks a certain kind of way that's attractive to you. And the only way you're going to get in, you know what I'm saying?
Got to get in where you can fit in.
And you
got to
get in where you
can
fit in.
Level.
If he's a sports fan, you're going to get up, you're going to brush up on your sports.
Yep.
Right.
You know what I mean? And basically, if that's what you're going to do, that's what you're going to do. Because if that, and I'm just saying from you know what I've seen personally, you know you're in the sports bar and so and so, let's say for example Shirley's talking mad sports, and, you know, she got all the attention right now and you ain't got no attention. Why? Oh, now you gonna talk? Oh, she thinks she know everything about no, and now she don't think she know everything about sports.
No,
she
yeah,
knows
that's
something
it.
About sports that can carry a conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's that simple.
She probably has that genuine interest. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
She had a genuine interest. That's
she has
right.
a genuine interest. And if she has the interest going on top of looks and stuff, naturally she's going to get that attention.
Right.
So now
right.
what you got to do
right. is you know what you're talking about. You're talking that thing. I'm like, oh, okay. That's
you
what
know.
It is. Everybody going to want to talk to you.
Exactly.
You know? But so we here, man. 646-200-3838 is the number. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. We just having a general combo right now, man. We was going to dive off into a little baseball talk or whatever, but we're done with NFL, so we're done with that. So what's left?
Right.
What's left? You know what I mean? We can't talk about no boxing because everybody's hurt.
Yeah,
everybody wants to drop out the fights and all that.
Yeah,
everybody's spending
that money that they already made. Spending
you
the money
I mean?
That's already made. You know what I'm saying?
And
Don
boy,
King will start something else.
Your man Floyd Mayweather talking about he want to fight Devin Alexander. Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
Are you serious, my dude? Devin Alexander?
Boy,
he's
just,
you
I don't think
that.
He's mentally ready, like... You know, he got so much all of that other hood stuff going on. I just don't think he's mentally ready.
I mean, Devin Alexander, my dude, you could have kept that to yourself. Like,
God,
Devin Alexander, no.
I don't really know who Devin Alexander is.
Right.
Far as Floyd Mayweather, I'm from him. To get in the ring with anybody, good, bad, or indifferent, like,
right.
I just don't. He's got a lot of... A lot of extra stuff going on.
I wanted to see the fight. It was supposed to be this past Saturday. Zab Judah was supposed to fight Danny Garcia.
Oh,
but Danny
really?
Garcia hurt his ribs or whatever, so that fight been postponed to April. I was really looking forward to seeing that fight. But, I mean, there's nothing really going on as far as boxing is concerned right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody's waiting, trying to figure out to see, you know, who Floyd's going to get into the ring with next and all that. But I'm just wanted to touch on it a little bit, man, before because that was something that we needed to talk about. But I'm putting it out there. So, bong bong, whatever somebody want to talk, come up with a topic. You know what I mean? Now I'll put it on you, Kia. You want to talk about something? We can get it in.
Are we talking about college basketball? That's what the Heat.
College basketball. That's what it is. College basketball.
Yeah.
All right. What about college basketball? You got Michigan and Michigan State. Jumping off in like 15 minutes.
15 minutes. I got it already ready to plug in to watch this game.
Mm-hmm.
We watching a hockey game right now.
The first five overtime.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Louisville and
Notre Dame.
Yeah, we were just talking about that game. Five overtime. I mean, you know, we was at the game when Syracuse was playing in the Big East tournament.
Get it.
And they played six overtimes.
Yeah.
So, like, five overtime, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was a good
game.
It was a good game. It was a lot of good games Saturday.
Right.
It was a lot of good games.
Yeah.
It was a lot of good games Saturday. But I think that, you know, this. Let me ask you this, Kia. Do you think this is a good basketball season or a bad basketball season?
This
in the
is a
fact
great
that, hold on, hold on.
Either.
In the fact that you've had four different number one teams already, and two of them have been number one, you know, twice. So do you think this is a good season?
Yeah, it's a good season. I think it's a good season.
Hey.
Because there's teams that's in the top five that you wouldn't necessarily see in the top five, rarely. Because teams like Kentucky should have been in there. Kansas should have been up here. North Carolina should have been up here, but they haven't seen that they're not number one.
Kansas lost three in a row. They won the other
Ooh.
Night, though. Kansas.
Ooh.
Kansas.
Yeah. But they see that number
Kansas
four,
lost
right?
three in a row.
But Kansas
they fell
is
off
like
the map.
Four, right, or
Kansas is like 15.
No, they're not.
Huh?
Kansas State is number 8, right?
No. Kansas State, you said?
Yeah.
Kansas State's 10th.
And they dropped back. They were just 8 last Saturday.
Yeah, well, they 10th now.
Yeah, they dropped back. They were 8 Saturday.
And Kansas, they fell off the map. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, they dropped two back then. I mean, the coaches put them back at, the AP put them back at.
My man Ben McFarlane, I like that dude. But, yeah, I mean, you got teams up there. I mean, your Indianas, your Dukes. You know what I mean? Michigan is back from the dead. You know, we ain't talked about them since 1992.
Yeah, way back when they had
you know
Rob
what I mean?
Thriller
when,
and all
Chris,
that. Yeah.
When Chris Webber was calling extra timeouts and all that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? He was calling timeouts that they didn't have.
That's right. Cost them that game, didn't it?
Yeah, they was playing North Carolina. Yep, sure was. I was like, what is this fool doing?
You knucklehead, my brother was
and
so
this,
mad.
And the thing about it, they had just came out of a timeout, and they said, we got no timeouts left.
So he knew that already.
So he knew.
So I mean, it's the pressure of the game, you know what I mean? It's the hype, it's the moment, it was just crazy. Like, what are you doing? He dribbles the ball into the corner and then calls timeout.
And calls a timeout.
Like, what the? And they looking at him like that. Jalen Rose is like, and Juwan Howard is, what are you doing? But you know, it happens. Things happen.
I so wanted them to win a title. Yeah, they had a squad.
It would have changed the game if they had won a title, man. Because they didn't like them coming in. They didn't like them as it is.
Yeah,
the Black Sox, the ball heads. They didn't like that.
Yeah.
So it was a thing of the nature. So
they
were
making
going
a
against,
statement. They didn't want them to make no statement.
Right. That's right. You know?
Yep,
so,
yep.
You know, they were making a, you know, they were definitely making a statement, you know, and then it was like the us against the world, so it was like, you know, our people against their people, you know, it was like, you know, Michigan against Duke, and Duke was the people with the Lone Ranger with the white hat on, and Michigan was the, you know, the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I just really wanted them to win, man. You know,
yeah,
another
that
team that I like back in them days is I like UNLV. UNLV was
UNLV
nice.
Used to be nice.
What?
Okay, my
what?
Mom.
My man Greg Anthony and Anderson
one
Hunt, Larry Johnson.
Who?
UNLV?
Yeah.
You crazy. UNLV had like 2 or 3 years. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, UNLV was
they
nice.
Didn't much.
No, I mean, they went to finals.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the tournaments, yeah, they didn't win much. They didn't win much. You're right.
Yeah.
But as far as their team is concerned, UNLV had good teams.
Yeah, but they didn't win nothing. They didn't win much.
So what? But you still, you talk about any of them teams from the 90s, you would be lost if you didn't put UNLV in it. UNLV did their numbers. They
yeah,
didn't
they
had no title. They
didn't win the title.
Duke.
That's the
they
thing,
ran
yeah.
up against Duke and Bobby Hurley and them. Okay, and they was winning that game. And then Larry Johnson and them started going crazy. Anderson Hunt, okay. What's my other dude? Stacey Augmon. Don't get it twisted. We can rock out. You know what I mean? UNLV was good. They, like you said, they didn't win a title. They didn't get no ring, but they was there.
It's not because they didn't have the talent.
Right. Definitely not because they had the shark. The shark, my man used to bite the towel on. Oh, man. Those was events. A UNLV game? Yeah. But,
That program has never been the same, then.
Excuse me?
That program has never been the same. Recruiting is what that program
is. Oh, yeah,
has never
yeah,
been
yeah.
Same.
You're right. But then you know what?
It's all about making sure that program stay amongst the in that division. That program has, if you put programs, they're one of the programs that's just not a program no more. Don't nobody go to UNLV. Nobody
ain't nothing wrong with UNLV. UNLV
no,
is I'm UNLV.
Saying,
I understand what you're saying.
I didn't talk 25. No one's going to UNLV. No one's talking about UNLV. They don't talk about that program down there no more. You know that.
I'm going to call back because my battery died on this phone. I'm going to
okay.
call back on
all
another
right.
phone.
No doubt. No doubt.
No one's talking about UNLV.
We leave the light on for you.
Okay.
No doubt. But, yeah, I mean, again, like you said, you know, nobody's really checking for UNLV like that. But don't get it twisted. It's like Loyola Marymount. Nobody was checking for them like that. Like Georgetown. Who's really checking for Georgetown now? They just trying to get that.
You can't compare Georgetown to UNLV. Don't compare them to right now. But that's just with the program. The Georgetown program is only different from UNLV.
Georgetown program is what?
Different from UNLV
in what
program.
Way? In what way? Did Georgetown want a ring?
Not
in 84?
Not but the aspect of being a Big East team, playing the Big East team, or the name, like the Syracuse was everybody.
But that name don't carry weight like it used to.
It does.
It don't carry weight like
it used
to.
Come on.
It don't. It don't.
Because went to any other school when he chose Georgetown to go to. Come on.
What does that mean?
Oh, no.
The only time Georgetown had juice was when they had Patrick Ewing and Michael Graham and Reggie Williams
still,
and all of that.
The school name still brings weight.
Since when?
That program's name still
since
brings
when?
Weight.
I'm not a Duke fan or nothing like that. Duke was rocking back then, and they still rocking. So I got your point. The Big East.
That's
and,
what I'm saying.
I got
people
you.
Going, people gonna go
but
to
you can't take that. You can't
UNLV.
Take that away from UNLV because they play out
no,
west.
Let me tell you something. If you uh-huh. top, you got one of the top 50. They're not gonna. We're gonna go to UNLV. No, they're gonna go to Georgetown before they go to UNLV.
When UNLV
right.
was winning, when UNLV
right.
was winning, it was easy for Talk to Shark to recruit. It's harder
oh,
for them to
boy.
Recruit now. It's
that's
harder
what,
for them.
I think
if you had, if, go ahead.
Out of the top 50, you make up, I think four of the guys, they're going to Georgetown next, you know, play for Georgetown next season. Come on, anybody going to UNLV?
Because UNLV's not up there like it was. I bet you if this was 92,
oh, no.
93, 91, Georgetown would have some competition. People would be wanting to go to UNLV, Michigan State, Duke. Come on now. But I got your point.
I want to hear alumni putting money down there because it's all about with alumni. It's all about the recruitment. Georgetown, Maine, the Big East, Georgetown, Syracuse, Villanova, Pittsburgh. People go to Pittsburgh.
But there ain't even no Big East no more. They're getting ready to get rid of the Big East.
I know they are.
So that I mean, what does that say about the conference? They get ready to get rid of it.
But the school name still carries weight, regardless.
But what does that mean, though? It carries weight. I mean, because you could have, if you talking like that, you could have said, well, if I'm not gonna go to Georgetown, I'm gonna go what to St. John's, I'm gonna go to Syracuse,
most
I'm gonna go to Connecticut,
Saint,
UConn, you know. Then you still got Boston College. You still got Louisville.
St. John's get a lot of guys that
Providence,
the Queens area.
Uh-huh.
They get a lot of inner city guys go to St. John's. St. John's don't get a lot of guys come from California to go to St. John's. They guys recruit all around this area right here. You get guys that go, like people that play at Sebag High School, or Westside High School in New York. I mean, in North, they go to schools like St. John. They don't, you know, St. John don't get big kids out of Los Angeles or get got big guys out of Michigan come play for
because
St. John.
The kids from L.A. They want to stay home. They go to UCLA
right.
or they go to UNLV or something like that.
But don't think, but Georgetown, even though they're having that fifth in the sixth, I mean, they made it to the finals. They last year they got through in front of them, but they didn't get whatever they did. The guys, top 20, top 100, the guys, they're all not looking at UNLV. They're not going to UNLV. They don't go to Georgetown.
I haven't heard nobody mm-hmm. say they want to go to UNLV in like 15 years.
And
so your point, I got your point.
It's about the program. It's about the recruitment. For some reason, their recruitment fell off.
So when the last time Michigan won the title?
Last time Michigan?
No, and I'm not asking to be facetious. I'm just saying I'm trying to make a point. Michigan haven't even been talked about since 1992, but they're back on the map.
Their name is bigger than UNLV. Their recruitment is bigger than UNLV.
As far as basketball? As far as basketball?
Okay, if you got the top, you got so-and-so, you got what's name in it, McDonald's, he's number six or six, seven or whatever, or McDonald's, all high school players.
Uh-huh.
You think they're going to Michigan or you think they're going to UNLV?
It depends. They might want to end up going to Arkansas.
No,
then what?
No,
Ohio State?
I said between the two. What school are they going to, Michigan or UNLV?
Where's the kid from?
Well, you got one from... Okay, you can get one from Rollins. You got one from Los Angeles, you know, in that Compton area. You got one from Florida. Where do you think they're going to school at?
If you got a kid from Los Angeles, I don't know if that kid from North depends on.
You got to
get into a whole bunch
come
of different ballistics
now. Come on, don't even step it if I pass up Michigan. Pass up Michigan or UNLV. Now you've been
hold up. They've been passing up Michigan. What you talking about? They've been passing up Michigan. Michigan ain't been on the map since 92. How many years ago was that? So how many recruits that they had, they passed up Michigan? Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? They ain't been on the map since 92. So a whole bunch of recruits turned Michigan down. The whole bunch of recruits turned them down. So what you talking about?
I'm talking about if recruits pick out of two schools, UNLV and Michigan. Not another school, UNLV.
What's the matter with UNLV?
What recruit is going to UNLV?
What recruit is going to Michigan?
Oh, come on, you know,
good as well. No. I'm going to let you answer your own question. Michigan ain't been on the map since 92.
I don't care if Michigan has been on the map.
They ain't been on the map since 92, yo. They got
care.
They finally got a nice recruiting class. They finally got Hardaway Jr., Glenn Rice III. They finally got them some recruits that could play. Okay, and so now they back in the building.
I'm not talking
since 1992.
About that. I'm talking about Glenn Rice Jr. could have went to some other school. He could have went to Duke. You know
he could have. He could. You're right. He could have, but he didn't. He went to Michigan.
Right. I'm talking about out of Michigan.
Didn't his pops go to Michigan? His pops go to Michigan?
Yes. I'm just saying.
Didn't Glenn Rice go to Michigan?
I got your point, Key. I'm just saying, you know, you can't, out of two schools, I ain't saying no other schools involved, but you're saying right now,
you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
As we speak in the present time, it depends, whoever recruits them the hardest.
Come on.
Why am I going to go to Michigan if Michigan ain't been on the map since 92?
No, why am I going to go to UNLV?
Because, first of all, I'm
going
to go to UNLV.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to be away from home.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
I'm going to be on my grown man, Dane. Okay? They came and recruited me, so I'm going to get some time.
All right. Nothing against Michigan, but
when the last time Michigan been on the map?
Okay.
Oh, you ain't going to beat me in the head talking about, we're going to have a winning program. We had a winning program. You ain't had one none since 92.
I'm not talking about the school name. What about it?
Now, if you're talking about football, you're talking about something different. But we're talking basketball. Who cares about the school?
Come on.
You wouldn't want to go to school in Las Vegas? Who wouldn't want to go to school in Las Vegas?
What's the point? First you said it wasn't about the squad, it was about the school.
Get off the freezing ass off of Michigan.
Nobody picked to go to UNLV, they're going to go to Michigan, that's what I'm talking about. You're speaking hypothetical.
You're not speaking on no real deal subject. You're speaking, you're just putting something out there. If was a spliff, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
If this is what?
If was a spliff, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
Oh, please.
So my point being that nothing's wrong with Michigan, but don't take nothing away from UNLV because they ain't been on the map in 100 years.
And ain't nobody looking to go to UNLV right now.
It goes in cycles, yo.
They're going to pick Michigan over UNLV, and you know that.
No, I don't know that. So, because why you think you have everybody in suspense? Because signing day, daddy got the camera on, you sit trying to wait and see what hat you're going to put on. So it ain't no, it's not set in stone that they're going to go to Michigan. It's not set in stone that they're going to go to UNLV. They're going to go where they want to go. Whenever they get the playing time, and the school matters a damn these days. Because every school is trying to come up. So it don't matter. That was then, this is now. So if you were talking that back in 92 or, you know, the late 90s or whatever, you might have a point. But now, like you said, all these different schools is coming out of nowhere. Schools you ain't never heard of because now they're recruiting.
I'm not talking about the school. I said the two teams. I said Michigan and UNLV. I didn't include any other schools.
What about Michigan? What about UNLV? What about them? Their basketball team just got back on the map. Their football team is hard body. So if I'm a football player, I'm going to Michigan. Does that answer your question?
That's true. If I'm
a basketball player, I might got some decisions to make.
You see what I'm saying?
If I'm a football player, I'm going to Michigan. Because I want to play in the Rose Bowl. But if I'm going to play basketball at Michigan, and Michigan ain't been on the map since them fake timeouts? Come on, yo.
Out of UNLV, they're going to pick Michigan to go to Michigan.
Okay. All right. If you say so. But I'm going to tell you like this. All I'm saying to you is that the options are open now. They're not as limited as it was before.
No, because there's a lot of great programs. You got Davidson who has a great program.
You got Gonzaga's hard. I like them. And they're in school and nobody never heard of them.
West Virginia that got great programs. All these schools got great programs.
Well, West Virginia, we knew about West Virginia because Bobby Huggins left Cincinnati to go to West Virginia. So we knew about West Virginia, but I understand your point. But I'm talking about like a school like Gonzaga. Who ever heard of Gonzaga before Adam Morrison came along?
St. Mary's.
Who ever heard of Gonzaga?
Right.
Huh?
St. Mary's.
Yes, and that's another school out in Cali. That's right.
You got other schools that's been in the 64 that get that beat 16 and lock them out for free 16.
Well, how come? Okay, you had a school about five years ago, George Mason. They was in the Final Four. I ain't heard from them ever since. That coach is coaching Miami right now. The coach that used to coach at George Mason when they was in the Final Four is coaching at Miami right now. So what they say
they're
about George Mason?
They're recruiting. It's all about recruiting. It's all about going out and watch. I guess you got to go and watch all these high school boys.
And you know what? The internet has a lot to do with it too now.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Because like you said, if you got a kid from, let's say, a kid from East Orange, New Jersey, right? And he's like, you know, UNLV's recruiting him and Michigan's recruiting him. And then you're like Gonzaga, St. Mary's, all these schools from all over the place is recruiting this dude. So now he got decisions to make.
Mm-hmm.
So now he goes more into, you know, it's not just about where you want to go to school. We already know that. Because now you want
to
get your mama, your mama got to get involved, your daddy got to get involved, the recruiter's involved. So it's deep.
And you know what the recruiter's showing? The recruiter's showing the big name.
Listen,
that's
Kia. Listen, you sitting in the house, you know, waiting for I'll just put a name out there. Jim Behan from Syracuse
mm-hmm.
to come to your house. He's gonna make a home visit to come see your child, male or female. She might be on the women's basketball team. It's not gender specific.
Mm-hmm.
We're just gonna say, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
he's gonna impress on you. What are you looking for to hear from Marcus Coach's mouth when he comes to talk to you about recruiting your child?
You want to talk about the academics.
What's the first thing you want to hear him talk about?
The academics, what the school going to offer.
All right, there you go. There you go. Okay. All right. So if he comes in there talking about, we can have your child name up in lights and, you know, they'll be the best thing to come out since everything else. You don't want to hear that. Because they didn't go to school for that. They went to school for the academics. So if the coach is not talking academics,
that's a wrong recruiter. That's why those recruiters they stay in violation problems.
Mm. That's right.
They got violation problems because they not said something. They not promised their family something. If your child come to my school, we're gonna make sure he whatever. And all of a sudden, somebody leaked out something. That school investigation.
And I think that, you know, the NCAA does that to themselves. They want to be so, above the board, but they're the one that's committing the most crimes. They're the ones that's doing all the dirt. They want everybody else to be, you know, clean as a whistle, but they're doing all the dirt.
You know how you go around high school basketball games and you know who the recruiters are. You see the tape, you see the boards, you see the notebook, you see them writing down stuff.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what they're looking at. They go to the next high school, the next game, the next day. So they out all week looking at these guys or whatever,
mm-hmm,
and these guys
mm-hmm.
gotta put on this show because they gotta try to look their best or whatever.
Right.
Them, everybody in the game. So that's how it's who you have for the recruitment for your school. Some schools, like you said, George Mason. Nobody's going to George Mason.
Right,
Wisconsin,
right. They just lucked up. They made it to the Final Four. They won some games, and you know they put their little school on the map. You know what I mean? They might have a little bit of notoriety now, but as far as like you said, everybody wanting to bum rush George Mason, that ain't gonna happen.
No, that's not gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people stay back home. Like a lot of guys in the inner city in New York, they're playing for St. John's. They don't matter playing for St. John's or going to San Francisco, but playing for Hofstra. They don't mind playing for even Iona, even with the Division III. They don't mind playing for schools like these guys because they're back home instead of going far away. So guys can't accept going away, and then you know because they're not used to being away.
Right.
They're in a whole different environment, so they start that they're not focusing and everything. But then you got some guys that will adjust well being away, you know. So it depends on who can adjust and always live it on the East Coast and go all the way to play Southern Cal.
Right.
Now nobody ever talks about what's the school? SMU. Remember how SMU used to be this camp?
They just came back from the SMU just came back from the dead.
Right, because they've been in so much.
And that was back in the day when they had Eric Dickerson and Craig James and all that.
Out of SMU, they talk about the biggest name because I tell you, my brother's this big Eric Dickerson. Oh my God!
Mm-hmm.
And it was like SMU.
SMU was the joint. What? SMU?
Right. But they got in trouble with some violations.
Baby.
Yeah. I was bringing that up because I was reading something about SMU yesterday and about the violation problems that they had years they entered that school. But the biggest name, everybody talk about Eric Dickerson, they're like, oh, yes, Eric Dickerson. Biggest name. But
right.
My running back, our wide receiver Brown is SMU. He came from SMU.
Mm-hmm.
Brown is SMU.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it usually catches up to them because, you know, like you said, like we were talking before, Miami went, they had 20 years of dominance, you know what I mean? You know, and everybody probably, that's, you know, one person from each NFL team has probably a player that, you know, from the U. But, you know, all that went in, it catches up to you. Now, all of a sudden, they're under, you know, investigation and scrutiny, and even Oregon. You know, Chip Kelly got out of Dodge. Because they knew what it was.
Because they're going to get hit. Chip Kelly going to sit in Eagles territory as the head coach of one of the NFL teams and see all this problem that Oregon's going to face.
Right.
I mean, he's probably going to have to answer a lot of questions. The school's going to probably lose a lot of money from recruiting money.
What do you suggest or propose to, you know, keep it, you know, everything on the up and up? Because, again, like you said, you know, you got all these, you know, recruits and recruiters and scouts and stuff looking probably at, you know, three kids. You know what I mean? So you got 20 recruiters looking at three kids. So that means it's 20 recruiters from 20 different schools looking at three kids.
They don't know.
And they're all in a race to get those kids.
Here's the thing. You know, it's only a certain limit. You don't know what they're going to say to kids because you don't know what this recruiter the next day is going to talk to this parent.
Right.
And they go to, you know, come on, we're talking about the inner city, someone that lives in a project.
That's right.
It's a different talk. You talk different to a suburban kid than you talk to a person that lives in a project. Position is totally different. Are you kidding me?
Okay, let me touch on this then. So where does the aspect of where do you stand on you know, giving the kids some kind of, you know, stipend or, you know, paying them? Because like you just said, it's a difference between going to the projects and talking to somebody's mother than going to, you know, suburbia and talking to somebody. Your conversation is going to be different, right?
Oh, totally different.
So how do we get around that issue of, you know, the recruiting and keeping everything on above the board?
The parent got to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
They got to listen to other stuff that happened, because if you down there, you're looking at money, it can fuck your child. It could be a lot of headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Because the same thing, like, you know, everybody talks about money, and I not picking up the subject, you talk about P. Diddy's son. Why would he need money? Why would he need money for his house?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why would they offer him money? That's ridiculous.
That's
true.
But you know what?
Your daddy could pay for $5 to go to college, and they're gonna try to give you a scholarship.
We had a conversation about that before. I remember what you're talking about. Not me and you specifically. We had a conversation. My thing was that he earned that scholarship.
No, I know. And I said, come on.
So what's the problem?
Come on, no way.
That, because we had this conversation before in my past life. We had this conversation about, you know, maybe, you know, it's gonna eventually end up being about Puff Daddy. And I call him Puff Daddy. All that Diddy stuff, that flies by me.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about that.
Puff
Daddy, he is going to end up being about him anyway, okay?
Yeah.
He slides him some money, okay? Like you said, you know, do your due diligence. He slides him some money. Now he's on the sideline at the games, watching his son.
Wait a minute. Wait.
The next
thing
you know,
the Saturday was a scholarship, because you know what? It's not face value no more. Because you're being ridiculous when you got inner city kids that are looking for scholarships, and you tricking him and all this money in this mansion. You talking about you're
But if he's good enough, he earned it. What if he didn't have those skills?
But that's what I said.
And Puff Daddy still
story.
Is daddy. So what, Puff Daddy gonna say, okay, I'm gonna pay you this, and I see that.
Come on,
Puff Daddy
said,
okay, I'm gonna pay your tuition or whatever. That's fine. But he earned that. He earned that scholarship.
You know what?
It was him
going
to practice. It was him busting his behind every day going to practice
and
going to school and doing what he needed to do.
No one's saying that. You look at the face value of kids that cannot afford to go to school.
Right. If his father had any humility, he would like, well, thank you, but no, thank you. We can afford to pay for him to go to school.
But they ain't got, when you ever heard of Puff Daddy having humility?
Just
listen to me.
He's going to make it all about him.
Let me tell you what happened. Because you
right,
just believe
right.
Everybody got on him about this.
Hold
thing.
On. Hold on 1 second, Kia. We got another call on the line. Jerome, what's good, man? Long time no hear from. Welcome to the
what's
bigger
up,
show,
Chris?
My dude.
What's up,
going
everybody?
On, my Damie? What's happening?
Nothing much. I'm trying to find out what's going on.
We building with the ladies tonight, man. We all over the place tonight, my dude. But right now
okay.
We just talking about talking about in regards to like the situation with Puff, where his son was going out. Well, I think it was UCLA, and you know he got a free ride, and people was you know kind of like you know twisted behind that. How he get a free ride? Is he and my point is he earned that.
When you say he got a free ride,
he got a scholarship. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
is he skilled in ball?
He's nice.
So what's the problem?
So that was my thing. What's the problem? He earned it. So
Speak to your point. I'm not saying he earned that. I'm not taking away from him. But when
right.
I got five kids that live in the hood that and you can't and all of a sudden recruitment money, the scholarship money is no more. Are you kidding me? Your daddy, you got a car. So that means he's driving his car. It's a limit. Scholarship guys cannot drive cars on campus. But he's going to drive his car because his daddy's name? Come on.
Puff Daddy going to write them a check. Puff Daddy going to write them a check and help them build a building or put some more seats in the football stadium or whatever. Go ahead, Jerome. Go ahead, my dude.
No, I'm trying to understand the sister's point. I'm not understanding you, sister. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Kia.
His father got money. Five other kids in the project don't have money to go on scholarship. He can pay for his son to go on scholarship. That's my point. I know you understand that about money and not people that don't have money.
No, first of all, I apologize. I'm at work, so I got a little distracted. It wasn't that I couldn't follow what you were saying. I kind of lost track.
Five kids hungry. They don't have to talk to me. This kid got all the money in the world. And you talk about what's the point? Look at the point. They don't have no more scholarship. They want to give up your scholarship to give it to these kids that got to need this money. That's my point.
Ask the white boys to give up their scholarship. They already got the money.
They
coming in
with the silver spoon.
Ask them to give up their scholarship. Let's keep it funky. Let's call it what it is.
One at a time. If we're talking about facts, and you know, I came in a little late, so forgive me. But if you're saying you're kind of upset because you feel Puffy has a son that shouldn't be allowed to receive a scholarship, that scholarship should go to someone else. You feel?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand. You're
trying to understand
like
what your point.
It's a certain amount of money that scholarship schools give out to certain kids.
Right.
It's the only amount of money that NCAA going to give out. So if Poppy kid got this money, and you the recruitment can't recruit this other kid that lives in the projects or whatever, because this Poppy kid's going to get it. Are you kidding me?
No, but it doesn't work that way.
I know it doesn't work that way. But you know what? Puffy gave up that scholarship because you, man, you want to let your son go on a scholarship and you can pay his full ride. But he gave up that scholarship, though. Come on.
Well, what you mean Puffy gave up the scholarship? If his son acquired a scholarship for playing ball, that has nothing to do with it.
He's going to pay for his son to go to school. Come on.
Is he receiving a scholarship?
Hold on. Is Joe Montana paying for his son to go to school? Is Jerry Rice paying for his son to go to school?
Listen to me.
No. It's the same joint. It's the same topic.
No, it depends. If I may interject, it depends. Because the father is rich or the mother is rich doesn't mean that the child necessarily gets benefits. It depends on the child. Michael Jordan got two sons that play basketball. Right now, Mike will bust both his sons behind by himself. His sons can't play on this level. They never received scholarships because they were not that skilled, regardless of who was in the line. The colleges are giving scholarships to the best players that they want on their team.
Right.
Whether you're stinking rich or you're dirt poor, they have an allotment of money to fill up their basketball roster, whether it be football, basketball, the main sport.
The revenue generates television.
Television revenue makes up these large scholarships. So when you have that, they have to fill it up with the athlete. They're not going to say, okay, well, since this young man can afford it.
Right, right,
let's keep the scholarship from him and put somebody else. Hold on. And put somebody else on the team. It doesn't work like that. They're not going to run. We're going to take the scholarship.
Everybody knows that's how it works. Nobody's saying what you say and not you. I'm saying from my opinion.
Okay.
Give it up to who?
Other kids that may
have an opportunity to go, that don't have the money to go. Come on. And you're not putting no money in. You're not giving no money to the school.
But it doesn't work that way.
We got to calm this down.
Yeah, the money is categorized. So they have X amount of dollars for the basketball program. They have X amount for the basketball. Now, if he says I'm not going to give him the scholarship, I'm going to pay for my son to go to school, let's give that money to someone else. That money won't go to a student.
That money will go back into recruitment so they could be able to recruit somebody else
Hold on, I'm trying to enlighten you. You're correct, but that person will come to next year.
Right.
They're not going to let nobody on now.
Right, right.
So the money is not doing anything but sitting there being wasted. It's not making sense then. So you're saying that this Buffy and his son should give back, basically, you know, this institution, that has a lot of loot. I don't want to get into where the money originally come from throughout the century.
Well, we can, my dude.
I don't want to go there.
Okay,
but
all right,
saying, you got to understand, especially if it's a southern school, a lot of these schools got their money from people picking cotton and stuff along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't say 18 years later that this young black man should not accept money from the same institution that got the money from his forefathers to give another
Let me finish. I'm not saying that. I'm happy for him.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you got other kids that need that money and you got money, then pay for somebody else's child to go to school. I'm not saying I know the forefathers said. I know that. Don't come and get me a message. I know. I know.
We got all that. We understand all that. We understand. But the point that we're talking to right now is that if he earned it, then it's his.
I understand that.
You can't take it from him.
That money. I know that. But I'm saying when you got other kids that cannot get in because they don't have money.
Well, who says they can't get in? They just can't get into that school.
No.
They can go somewhere else.
They don't have the money to go to that school.
But why do they have the money to go to that school?
But they don't have to go to that school.
They can go somewhere else.
Money.
Any school. When you want to go to a big school, Georgetown, any big East school, any big West school, any school, you're going to need a lot of money. If you say anything out of state, you're going to need a lot of money.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You just let go. Come on. Where's the money coming from?
So you're telling me Doc Rivers is like, you know what? I'm not gonna. My son, he made it on his own strength. You know, and Del Curry, his sons, oh well, they made it on their own strength. But you know what? I'm not gonna take this scholarship. I'm gonna give the scholarship to somebody else, and I'm gonna pay for my son to go to school.
What she's saying is he should take the money. He should take the money, pay for his son to go to school.
Right.
And give take the money and give it to another child that's not his child.
Right.
To go to school.
But that goes back to my original point, Jay. That goes back to my original point. Okay, boom. His son is going to UCLA or whatever. Who's to say that Puffy's not sliding them some money and say, here, put another 15,000 seats in the stadium or build a library or something? Who's saying that he ain't doing that?
Hold on, but who's also to say that Puffy has a relationship with his son at all?
Hey.
Who knows? You don't know.
We're just speculating at this point.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know that. So because Puffy is his father...
Mm-hmm.
So what? That could be just a biological thing. That don't mean that he supports him. So that means because Puffy is his father, he should give up his scholarship?
Right. Because if his name was Joe Brown and he wasn't as good as Puffy's son, and he still, you know, he was on that level as him, but he just wasn't as good. And they decided, you know what, we're not going to go with Joe Brown's son. We're going to go with Puffy's son.
Mm-hmm.
So what is Joe Brown's son going to do? Is he going to just sit there and pout and say, well, I didn't get to go to UCLA? I'll go to USC and bust stay behind.
We play them twice a year?
I'll go there and put it on them.
I understand where the system coming from and her feelings.
I got a point, and I agree with her concept,
but it has to be done about a different way, because point blankly, Puffy is not responsible for no one else's kids.
Everybody can, for any child that gets a scholarship, whether you're a celebrity or not. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying realistic. I know that he's going to take that scholarship money. He's probably not going to take it. But every school got the right to give scholarship to any kid that they want to give that value. I'm not saying that. But I'm looking at kids that cannot get into those programs, that can't get into any school, because the funds are low.
Right.
Okay. So
you're going to drive around with $100,000 car, but you want scholarship. Are you kidding me?
But wait, hold on, what's wrong with that? You gotta understand, he earned it. He didn't earn it.
No one's saying he hasn't earned nothing. Why must he give it up? That was my question, Jerome. Why must he earn something and give it up? Listen to me. He has to give it up.
You would think they're conscious. I'm not saying he has to give it up.
Right.
Okay.
You would think, okay, the recruitment for some other kid to come in school or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Why not let some other kid come to school?
But of all people, let me keep it real. He doesn't even report me as another African American.
Okay, sis.
But you got to understand. That's not his son. That's not his responsibility. We're talking about, hold on, I heard you. Can I speak, please? I didn't interrupt you, sister. I did not. Now, this is what he's doing. That's his prerogative. You're talking about Pump Daddy. His focus is throwing parties.
Right.
He's not focused on education.
He's trying to get the Rose Bowl for a concert. Stop playing.
This is the wrong individual to be stepping to about scholastic scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to talk about Oprah, Bill Cosby, or somebody along those lines, this is Puffy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just happens to have a son that's nice and born and getting a scholarship, the onus is not on him now
mm-hmm.
to start, you know, financially looking out. Although, that's what we're supposed to do as a community, but he's not the only one. And to be honest, he's not the most qualified for that either. You got other blacks in different areas, whether it be entertainment, education, sports, the movie industry, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel they're more qualified, and you got to understand, we're talking real life. Nobody's going to come out of their pocket and give money away. That's what they have grants and institutions set up for.
Mm-hmm.
That these people could set up these things and get tax write off, because they want to help people, but they're not trying to go broke in the process.
Right.
So in order for that to occur, you got to set it up and go through the proper channels correctly.
But at the end of the day, the bottom line is how many W's you got.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. But Kia, we got your point. You're right.
No, you're
not sending up your wrong.
I'm clearly the one that don't have the point of what this guy is saying. So clearly no. No.
We just saying that you're saying that the money should be distributed one way. You're saying that the money should be distributed one way, and we're just saying that why should he do that? When he really don't, Puffy don't have nothing to do with what happens on the football field. His son did that.
I'm speaking as someone who sees the need of other kids trying to get in school.
So if you were that person in that position, like we were talking about 20 minutes ago, if you were that person in that position, okay, and your son or daughter, whatever they may be, earned a scholarship, a free ride, 4 years, bung, bung, bung. But you're in a position to put $100,000 down, $500,000 down for whatever, okay? So that's what you would do. You just say, oh, you know what? Since you signed my son and daughter to a scholarship, let me just take $500,000 and give it to the next kid so the next kid can come and get on the team. Let me tell you one thing
about when you get alumni bills and you they send you
alumni. We're talking about
alumni.
We're talking about you.
Listen to me. If you can donate alumni money, if I could sit up here and pay back alumni money for going to scholarship or whatever, you damn sure I'm gonna give money back so somebody or some other child can go to school. You best believe I am.
Okay,
but
listen to what you said. So you said alumni money. Where do you think Puff is an alumni home?
Excuse me. Listen to me. I can put money into a alumni, I can also give money out to help another child.
So, okay. You're saying alumni. What does alumni got to do with
it? No. I said when I give money back to my alumni, if I can do that, I can help another child.
Okay. But isn't that what your alumni money is doing from the door?
Child? If I can do that and somebody else has like funds that going on with their child is raising money and they like, you know, they trying to raise $2,000. Here, I got $2,000, but I'm going to use this $2,000. I'm getting that $2,000 to that child.
Okay, that's fine. Well, they're good. But then, what happens when you put all that money? Is this for a basketball player or a sports athlete or just in general?
I see a lot of kids come up short with money. You know, if they short $5,000, if they short certain money, you're not going to sit there and try to go, you know, you're trying to go on vacation, try to go whatever, and you got the extra funds. Either you're going to, you know, somebody say,
but I bet you if they drop the 40 points in high school, they'll come up with that money. If they average 40 in high school, they'll come up with that money some kind of way.
Hold on, if I may.
Go ahead, my dude.
Why is it limited to Puffy and his son being in school? If we're going to talk like this, then why are we not getting mad at I'm not finished. Is this a debate or is this a shine match? I thought we was giving a take. All I'm saying is, Oprah, she has more money than Ken Puffy. I don't see her sending up no scholarships for kids in her country. I see her giving away. Okay. But I'm going to stay on the Puffy example because that's the one that you use.
Right.
Now, because we're talking about a father, let's say any father that's rich and successful and his son gets a basketball scholarship. That father it's not the responsibility of him to put another child through school.
That's right.
For all you know, this father could say, you know what? I'm pissed off at my other brothers that are black men that didn't step up to raise their child and be in their child's life the right way. It's not my responsibility to raise this man's son. Now, I'm going to make sure that my kids are right and I'm going to do what I can to help. But I got to make sure that mine are okay first because I made sure I was there to make sure that. Now, when you put it along those lines, you can't say anyone is wrong. You can't say he shouldn't, because his father's a millionaire, he shouldn't have a scholarship or he shouldn't be driving in a nice car. That's not fair to them. You know, Puffy isn't Johnson & Johnson. I was born a billionaire. He made his little money. I might not agree in everything he does and in the way he does it, but that's still his prerogative. I'm not here to judge him. You know what I'm saying? But if that's what he acquired on his own hard work and blood, sweat, and tears, no one has the right to tell him how or what to do with that.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. I agree with us. We have to step up, but that's a communal thing. Because we got Oprah, we got Magic, we got people that's not even known. That's disgustingly rich and are in positions to help, but they don't. Those are the ones that should be addressed to me before a person.
So
I understand it's just an example that you're using. I'm just using the same example. That's all.
Are we doing this, you know, out of the goodness of our heart? Or are we doing this to keep the program, you know, afloat, or keep the program at number one? You know what I mean? Because you want to, you know, have a situation where it's like, we are the world. We're going to help. My son can get in on his own strengths. Puffy ain't have nothing to do with that. That's his own strength. And he's nice.
And I'm gonna give you another example, Chris. Remember Prince Fielder, his pastor's rich. Prince don't mess with his father at all. They don't speak when he was a teenager.
Right.
So he
was hitting home runs out of Tiger Stadium when he was 15 years old.
Yeah,
that's right.
He acquired his own scholarship. Had nothing to do with his father. His father's rich, but he has no ties to his father. It's his choice. It's a personal thing. I don't know what's going on. That father and son. But regardless of the fact, they don't mess with each other. Now, in that instance, he's rich. I mean, his father's rich. Should he, in turn down a scholarship because his father's rich?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, my dude. So, I mean, it's just basically, you know, the situation, man, because, you know, again, you know, Puffy don't owe nobody nothing, you know, but his attaching his name to a school like UCLA through his son, you know what I mean, could only boost up, you know, UCLA, Puffy, you know, at the same time. So who's to say, you know, Puffy going to be on the sideline at the game and, you know, talk to me, wants to, you know, getting good with the alumni. You know, he's rubbing elbows, too. You know what I mean? So it's a business move for him, too. So don't get it twisted.
Yeah, it's
a definite business move. Okay?
Hold on. Let me finish.
It's a business move. Do you think that Puffy would have even had the same notoriety if they would have went to a school like, let's say, St. Mary's or Little Sisters of the Poor? He was going to UCLA. That tells you all you need to know right there.
Ain't nobody broke going to UCLA.
No, but I still understand her point.
I got her point, and it's bigger than UCLA. But like I said, since it's
Oh yeah. We got to talk for a week about that.
It's not just to say okay, you know, because this man has a son and he's rich, getting a scholarship that you know, really that's not fair to them. Because when he gives that next child a scholarship money, who's going to reimburse him for that? He didn't, you know.
I mean, I don't know, man. I just feel like, you know, if you could do it on your own strength, that's fine, well, and good. But that's what it's for. You know what I mean? They're not going to be handing out scholarships to everybody and anybody. You have to earn that. And just regardless of whatever situation you may have come out of, like you say, you have some people come out of situations where, you know, they're in projects or whatever the case may be.
Where you going?
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, they're still playing basketball or sports or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? It's the point that they earned it, regardless of, you know, how much money their parents have or do not have. Okay? Because I think that if you look at, you know, on the strength, Puffy at UCLA, look at all the other probably parents like Marcus Allen or Michael Warren, people like that. They like, you know, he's like, they looking at Puffy, oh, okay, whatever, you do music. I'm an actor. I'm a director. My son is going to UCLA and playing basketball, playing football, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? So we can even speak to, Shabazz Muhammad. He goes to UCLA. So, you know, in his situation, to me, it's kind of like, he put himself in that situation. So now everything that he does is going to be scrutinized. Okay? So, you know, even with the situation, Jerome, I don't know if you heard about it or whatever, the kid, Shabazz Muhammad, he plays basketball for UCLA. You know, and the situation with recruiting or whatever. Now, you know, they're supposed to have that, supposed to be behind them or whatever. A couple of weeks ago, they was playing a game, and then after the game, you know, they, you know, ready to go, you know, go home or whatever. He's got a Gucci bag on, like within the Gucci bag joints, the backpack joints.
Yeah.
So the whole conversation turned away from the basketball game to where'd you get that bag from? That bag looks bad expensive. So now it's like, you know, it's not about his, you know, basketball playing acumen or, you know, how he came from, where he came from. It's about the bag. And they don't know if his parents bought it for him or his sister bought it for him or whatever the case may be.
But that's how, that's how the NCAA does.
Yeah, I was just saying that, cousin. I was just saying that.
That's an NCAA thing, which you have to lay his back deeper to really find realize what's going on.
Yes, sir.
Like I said, you know, I got a lot of knowledge on that. I'm not going to start. Trying to keep it nice. But
nobody, you know, we're not saying nobody's, you know, nobody's wrong. Everybody has their opinion or whatever. We see it as we see it.
Not as a sister, not at all. I'm talking about as far as the institution is concerned. I understand her point completely. But I'm saying as far as the colleges and all that, man.
Yeah,
a lot of
crazy. So we're gonna stare from that right now. Since I got my man Jerome on the line, and you know, pitchers and catchers reported today. Let me get a little
a little pre spring training joint on your Mets right there, on your Mets
all
team.
All I'm gonna say, this is gonna be a very long. This gonna seem like three summers long.
You ain't lying.
This gonna be about
you.
Three summers long.
And we gonna be up in the Bronx the same way. It's gonna be long as hell.
Yeah, it's not gonna be that long.
We done lost to like 100 home runs. It is just less.
Please, y'all are right. Y'all are right. Y'all got Grandison still. Y'all
Grandison,
got the check swing.
Grandison struck out 195
times. Y'all got the check swing home run down the right field line.
I mean, if we could get Mark DeShera back, that get his head out the fog, we might be all right. You know, they're going to turn around and sign Robinson Cano for that extension or whatever. They got to sign
Robinson
Cano.
No, they don't.
We got to, man. Who else we got? Jeter's 38, Ichiro's 39.
I'm talking about business wise. If Cano is like, yo, if the Yankees are not renegotiating until the end of the season, they're not playing.
No. They're talking about doing it during the season. That's a different thing now. The Yankees are trying to make an exception to that because they usually don't negotiate to the end of the season.
Yeah,
you're right.
Okay. Well, now,
but they're trying to make an exception in this case.
All I'm saying is they better.
Yeah.
Because Magic is not playing. That's all I'm saying.
What?
Magic is not playing.
The Dodgers is wilding. The Dodgers are wilding, right? But they got to win, though, my dude. They got to win. They got to win. They got all these people in new night. Carl Crawford hurt. Josh Beckett ain't show up. Adrian Gonzalez don't know what's going on with him.
Money ain't winning no World Series.
Yeah,
only when it
true.
Comes to the Yankees.
Oh, you know what? I love you already, sister.
I know y'all better leave my Yankees alone. I know that.
I'm a Yankee fan. Ain't nothing wrong with the Yankees.
We're gonna have problems this year, man.
It's cool. Y'all better.
We got no pitch. CeCe Sabathia can't be trusted. Okay. I'm gonna keep it funky as a Yankee fan. CeCe Sabathia can't be trusted.
So yes, he can. Y'all gotta realize just because he's 6'9", 300, that don't mean he could pitch 14 innings every night. Y'all gotta stop babying him, man.
So, man, who you think going to be the best pitcher on the Yankees? I'm just curious to know who you think besides CC. You know, just clearly think who's going to do it all for the Yankees this year.
Oh, no, I think Yankees.
I hope Andy Pettit shows up.
No, you said CC.
I don't.
I hope
Kuroda can have a year like he had last year.
Mm.
I hope Mariano comes back
him?
From
the
injury.
We need four more pitchers. Now, who else beside him?
What do you mean, who else beside him?
You said Corona. Who
and
else
I answered your question. You said who else? And I asked it. I answered your question.
So Corona's just going to
leave
the
Yankees.
So then you
have four other pitchers. There's five pitchers in the rotation.
Right. So it's just going to be Corona. CeCe just going to say CeCe's not going to be.
CeCe don't do
his
CeCe. I mean, here no there with CeCe. You know what I mean?
All right.
Because when that contract run out, you think CeCe Sabathia going to be like, oh, Steinbrenner's, I really want to come back to the Yankees and sign me. No, he's going to do the free agent thing.
Okay, so come on now,
let's keep it funky. This is after further review. We don't do that
reason,
garbage over
only,
here.
Only reason
we call it like we see it.
Because of the money. You want to go home.
CeCe's going to check the free agency. I'm not saying he won't check the free agency.
So how bad do you want to stay on the Yankees if you can't wait for your contract to run out? And I'm not disrespecting CeCe. CeCe's my dude. I like him. But I'm just calling it like I see it.
I'm not saying
the same thing about A-Rod. A-Rod is a
promoter. So what you think he's gonna have?
I hope he can get to 20. I hope he can get to 20. If he gets 20 wins, we'll have a good season. Huh?
You think CeCe going with 20 this year?
I hope so. If CeCe can get 20, we'll have a good year. I'm not looking at us having a good year this year, yo. Everybody got better in the division except for us. Toronto
Boston,
got better.
And Boston,
Baltimore.
Boston ain't get better. Boston ain't
huh?
get better.
Who?
Boston ain't get better.
Boston? Boston did
get
better. They got Napoli to play first. They got Victorino. Boston's gonna be all right.
So you think Matthew's
they gonna be
gonna
better than they was
year.
Last year? I'll tell you that much. They'll be better than they was last year.
What a step better? A step?
maybe better than the Yankees. Because Toronto got that division on smash. Toronto Blue Jays ain't playing.
If Baltimore
takes a step up from last year, they'll be playing in the American League Championship Series.
Who?
Baltimore Orioles. They won 93 games last year.
Right, but didn't they get beat in the
They got beat by the Yankees the last game.
I just want to make sure they had a great year last year, but my thing is, who saw that coming, Kia?
Who saw Baltimore coming?
But I want to say they had a great year, but who did they get beat by?
We got beat by the Yankees.
Okay, just want to make sure you knew that. Yeah,
but you know, of course I knew it.
Wait a minute.
When the Yankees was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yankees would have the Orioles by one game. The Yankees held first place down for 3 months with a one-game lead. The Yankees held it down. I said that the regular season don't mean nothing. When the playoffs come, the Yankees don't show up. Derek Jeter broke his ankle game one. Don't tell me nothing. Okay? Derek Jeter broke his ankle game one. Where was A-Rod? Huh?
What I'm saying is the hype with the Baltimore Orioles and all that,
uh-huh.
You know, whatever, they're going to do whatever. But who did they get beat by?
They got beat by the Yankees.
They took them five games. Yeah.
So what? Anything could happen. And then if the Orioles would have beat the Yankees, I would have been sick.
And the Yankees turn around.
Because you know why? That's Jerome's other team. That's Jerome's other team. Shout out to the Orioles and Jerome's other team.
The Yankees turned around to get beat by the Tigers.
Because we were scared of Verlander. Verlander had us beat before the game even started.
Yeah. And then what happened when he played the Giants in the World Series? Right?
The Giants got swept by the Tigers. The Tigers didn't show up.
He didn't come not play one time, right? All the hype, but not one time did he come. The Giants
won two out of the last three World Series.
They torched him. They torched him in that first game.
They got him.
They torched
him. Come on. So, what is
your point? No, I was saying with the Yankees, you talk about the Asian is struggling. They got past the Orioles in the first round.
They barely got past the Orioles.
Listen to me. A win is a win. Isn't that it? Barely, whatever. They won the first round.
Okay.
Got to the second round.
You gotta understand, in the perspective of things, those two teams are going opposite directions. The Yankees are coming down, and the O's are ascending. Thank you. That's all I was. Am I talking Spanish? No. Regardless of O's were contending, they were contending last year, and they got contended out the first round.
But they contended all year.
Nobody saw that coming. Wake up.
Nobody saw that coming. We saw them in first place.
Who said last April that the Orioles was going to win 93 games and take the Yankees to 5 in the first round?
Nobody knew that.
So they came out of nowhere.
They did. No one is saying that. What I'm saying is all this contention about them going to win the division. They're going to do it.
Nobody said they're going to win the division. Do you see Toronto's roster lately? Toronto is going to tear it up. The only thing that's suspect about them maybe is Josh Johnson. You know what I mean? And we're going to see if Burley's going to do his numbers or
this
whatever.
This is my thing.
They got R.A. Dickey. They got Jose Reyes. They even signed your man, Melky Cabrera. Toronto's not playing.
Bautista's
coming back from the wrist injury. So, I mean, you know, I got your point. I'm a Yankee fan. But again,
I'm going to keep it real.
I'm not headed in the crowds.
You can build a fortress. But let's see if that fortress take you somewhere.
Salute that. Applaud that. I don't know what that meant. But hit the applause button for that. I have no idea what that meant.
They're trying to build this team, just like the Orioles. I'm not saying the Orioles got a good team. But my thing is, they got beat the first round.
Right.
Even though with five games. Even with an aging Yankees team.
Right.
They got beat that first round.
Right.
But then all of a sudden you got this thriving Detroit Tigers team and this their ace of a pitcher, but the Yankees couldn't handle him. But then all of a sudden they get to their world, get to the World Series, and the Giants
and they got beat by
them,
better pitching. Right, right,
right. Come on.
Yeah. But I'm saying, I mean, was Detroit supposed to walk to the World Series and this, you know, not have, you know, even though they almost did walk to the World Series, but they got swept. So it is what it is. You got, you know, you pay for Prince Fielder. You got Miguel Cabrera. Victor Martinez was hurt. You know what I mean? So, and you got pitching, okay? You know, you even got one of the ex-Yankees that's playing for Detroit, Phil Koch. Okay.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, the Tigers are doing their number. The Tigers, during the regular season, the Tigers was in a war with the White Sox to win the division.
Exactly.
The Tigers didn't come out until, like, maybe the last 3 weeks of the season. So, I mean, it's hard to tell. You can't really say who's going to do what or whatever, whatever. But I know from what I see everybody else get better, and we kind of stagnate. And we lost home. Eric Chavez is gone. Russell
but
Martin
what I'm
is
saying
gone.
Is they could have got better.
Soriano is gone. You know?
They
so
got
we,
I'm going to be totally honest with the both of y'all. I don't feel no sympathy for y'all. I'm just letting you know right
thank
now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm just, you know, just to be honest, you know.
I hear you.
Zero,
hear you.
Nothing, Nathan.
Nathan, Jack Bone.
Nathan. Okay, and then Coney Island, Nathan.
Zero. I hear
y'all
you,
will be, y'all will be
but
all right.
Back to my original question, though, Jerome. What are you thinking about your Mets, man?
Oh, like I said, this season is going to feel like it was 380 games. And we're probably going to win like 10 of them joints.
Y'all going to win more games than the Astros.
10 out of 380. We're going to have like a .3 winning percentage. Excuse me, .03.
Oh, man.
The Mets,
wow.
Listen.
Yeah,
but
we
you know
gonna
what?
Definitely get
but you know what? I'm
going to
be honest. I like what he's doing because he's preparing for the future.
Yeah.
They wanted to make that move for Michael Bourne. I don't think that was a good move to make, and he didn't make it.
Right.
You know, the Mets would have had to sacrifice their first round draft pick, which is the 11th overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
But it should have been a 10th. Because last year Pittsburgh, they couldn't sign their player, so they got back in the first 10 picks.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the Mets are being punished because Pittsburgh wasn't able to sign their first round draft pick.
Right.
So, you know, that's not fair. But
I mean, the Mets, you know, they have, like you said, they got a foundation to build, and they got that young catcher, you know what I mean, in the Toronto deal, you know what I mean. They got the Reverend Ike. They re-signed David Wright, you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
It's just the outfield is just kind of like, it's like, who the hell is that guy? You know what I mean?
Well,
Johan is, if Johan's healthy, you know.
Well, he's healthy, but all he's going to do is pitch himself into a nice trade because that's what the Mets want him to get healthy so they can
So they can have, right, okay.
And which I don't blame them because for two reasons. One, I'm a Johan fan. Let the man live. He doesn't have to suffer here.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to suffer.
It's the last year of his contract, too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Word up, though, man. We go in, man. It's all love, man. You know, man. It gets heated because, you know, we passionate about what we talk about here, man. 646-200-3838 is the number. I got my man Jerome in the building. The ladies was holding it down. T is still rocking with us. I don't know if T is still there. I don't know if Andy's still there, but we in the building, man. So it's about that time, like we do every week, man. We let everybody, you know, we go around the table, man. We let everybody say what they got to say. So, Jerome, I know you have to slay, my dude, so I'm going to let you set it off so you can get out of here, man.
Well, what I could say is, hold on, I'm sorry, I got a little echo. Well, what I'm going to say is starting about the Mets aren't going to be too good this year. And we didn't touch on basketball, at least not when I got in the conversation.
That's the only thing I have to look forward to right now with the dismantling of my world champion, or former world champion Giants. So, yeah, but as far as
we have a moment of silence for the Giants,
I'm going to make sure I have a lot of snacks to eat because it's going to be a very long year.
So trying to get a game in this season, man, too, man. Last time
it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
It should be easy to get seats.
anywhere we want to sit. Oh, man. So, yeah, man, my dude, man,
Yeah, we here, man. You know, I know you have to work getting that money and all that, my dude. So, you know, we here. Hang out, man. We in here for a few more minutes. Oh, Kia, you got something to say before we get out of here for the week? You sure? Joe, you sure?
I'm always sure when I'm going to speak, I have not to say.
Who else we got on the line with us? We got anybody else on the line? T, you there? Angie, you there?
Hello?
All right. Hello? What's good? Who's it? T, what's good? You got anything to say before we get out of here? Hey, you can take Kia's time.
She can have it.
Wow. Thank you.
No, I ain't really got nothing to say, you know. May the best man win of whatever they do.
I heard that. Make sure you go watch your college basketball this week, right?
I will.
All right. It's gonna be a quiz next Tuesday, so be prepared.
Oh Lord.
We're gonna ask you who the top five teams in the nation are. So be prepared. Be prepared to have your answers correct.
Okay.
Listen, it's another one, man. You know how we do it, man. We go in, passionate about what we do. Rachel, I see you. You know what I mean? Shout out to Rachel listening to the show and all that. Shout out to the other listeners, man. We see you too, my man Jerome, man. And I knew we were working hard down there, man. Hard body karate and all that, man. Thank you for calling. Angie for calling. Thank T for calling. Thank Kia for calling. We got into a bunch of different scenarios. At first, we was talking about, I was holding it down with the ladies, so I was just trying to figure out, you know, how they got into sports and things of that nature. So, you know, it runs the gamut from, being around people that play the game and watching the game and, you know, just wanting to get involved and, you know, no more than the average person. So, you know, you got to respect that. And I think that's real, real cool when a female can sit and talk, you know, more about this who won the game or whatever. They can get really in depth with it. And that's cool. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, we go hard body karate over here, my dude.
Thank you.
So, you know, we're done with football for the season. The Super Bowl's done. Pro Bowl's done. It's off-season for them, so it's off-season for us. Next week, we might have a couple of guests coming through. I'm trying to get my man Rock this Monster to come through. I saw him the other night, and he said he was trying to, you know, slide through. I got a couple of other people that's on the waiting list. I got a waiting list for guests, man. It's going down. But,
okay.
Yeah, it's going down, my dude. And, you know, we touched on baseball, we touched on football, we touched a little bit on NCAA basketball. We really didn't get into the NBA that much because we were on other stuff. But, yeah, definitely it's always next
Tuesday. We'll have a lot of time for that next week.
Oh, yeah. We just kind of, like, wanted to, you know, get football out of our system and all that. Again, thanks to everybody for calling. Thanks to Ms. Lavina for holding me down with the bell and the applause and all that. Thanks to my man, Big Brother Rich, and holding down the whole situation and all that. You know, we do it hard body karate on Tuesdays, man. We go in. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Either you hang or you get hung. You know what I mean? So, again, man, this week is a lot of stuff going on. The All-Star Game, NBA All-Star Game is Sunday. Don't forget to check that out. Adrian Broner's fighting on Saturday night. Don't forget to check that out. I just got word from on high that HBO to switch their whole opening scenario. You know, the music or whatever, the theme music for HBO and Boxing After Dark, they totally switched it up. So, you know what I mean? Look out for that. I guess, you know, they're trying to, you know, turn it over, I guess. You know, they got rid of Larry Merchant, and, you know, they're trying to, you know, I guess, you know, do a new scenario, new thing or whatever. Boxing After Dark and HBO. So look out for that this weekend. Adrian Broner is fighting Gavin Reeves. Don't ask me because I have no idea. Gavin Reeves, that's who Adrian Broner is fighting.
If I'm not mistaken, that's the new the new dude coming up that look like he's going to challenge Mayweather, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. All right.
I could be mistaken. I'm not sure if that's his name.
We talked about that. We touched a little bit on, a little bit on college basketball again. We talked a little bit about the recruiting situation. So, this is where it goes down at. So every Tuesday, if you're not busy, you know what I mean? I know people's attention was diverted with the situation that's going on in the woods in California.
I'm running to get some of that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to run right now, Chris.
All right, my dude. Thank you for calling, man. You know we here, my dude, and we get
right.
We're going to talk.
And everybody on the line.
Yes,
sir. Thank you. I'll
speak to
everybody later.
Thanks,
right.
My dude. Bye-bye. So, yeah, everybody's attention has been diverted a little bit with the situation going on at Big Bear. I really don't have really
too much to say about that, but it just is what it is, man. I hope that, you know, cooler heads prevail. It's real late to be talking about cooler heads at this point in the game. But, again, everything is a competition. Don't get it twisted. Everything is a competition. So take that with you. We'll see you next week. You know how we do it. 8 o'clock Tuesday nights, Hard Body Karate. It's your Tuesday night vibe. It's the mayor in the building. GQ Palace, after further review, check out the girls tomorrow night. You know what I mean? The crew is a little bit lighter, but it's all good. You know what I mean? And my last word before we get out of here is whatever you do, and however you choose to do it, somebody's going to want to check you out one day. And you understand what I mean? You understand what I mean? So don't have nothing that's going to be able to bite you, you know, 10, 15 years from now or 10, 15 minutes from now, because you know how some people do. They want to know who they're dealing with. And I'll leave it at that. This is the mayor. I'm out of here. GQ Palace, after further review. Ms. Lavina, could I get the bell one more time just to see if you're with me? She ain't with me. All right, she's with me. All right, that's what it is, man. DQ Palace, after further review, man. This is the mayor. I'm out. We'll see y'all Tuesday. Peace.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.